Wherever you make your home, there's a story behind the name of the place you live. A lot of Bay Area place names come from two main sources. They're either named for Catholic saints,
San Mateo,
San Francisco,
San Bruno,
Santa Clara,
Santa Cruz,
or they're named after physical features of the area.
Potrero Hill,
Glen Park,
South Beach.
I live in Bernal Heights.
But there's one neighborhood here in San Francisco that seems to be named after a fictional location in a newspaper comic strip. KLW's Stephen Short doggedly tracked down this neighborhood and shares the story of how it got its name in this installment of The Source.
Only in San Francisco could 3rd and 22nd Streets intersect, right?
Manhattan famously has the intersection of 33rd and 3rd, but one of those is a street and the other is an avenue. So Christopher Plank might be right about this. He's an architectural historian and preservationist who has surveyed every home and business near 3rd and 22nd, east of Potrero Hill. He's been studying the neighborhood since 1997. Verplank says that section of town contains some of the oldest homes in San Francisco.
Because it, of course, escaped the fires after the 1906 earthquake. So there are a lot of really old Victorians, 1870s, 1880s.
Calling the neighborhood Old Victorian might have had some merit, but that nickname didn't come up when Verplank started his historic district project. Instead,
we called it the Dog Patch Survey.
That's what most people call the neighborhood these days, even over the objection of some interested parties, and even if they have no idea why.
A lot of realtors and others who were invested in selling property in the area were really quite horrified. They thought that they'd never be able to sell a house in Dog Patch.
In the prestigious Dog Patch community.
Exactly. Yeah, get in on the ground floor of urban homesteading. I've seen that before. That's well past its prime.
This neighborhood, like most in the Bay Area, has had previous names. The Ohlone Indians probably called the area something, but the Spanish settlers who arrived in the late 1770s didn't use it. For them,
initially it was just the Potrero, Potrero Hill.
Potrero is Spanish for field or pasture. After the next wave of immigrants arrived a few decades later, Verplank says this part of the city, known then simply as the Central Waterfront, became highly industrialized.
I mean, this was the most important location of heavy industry in California in the 19th century. You know, so it was a very extraordinarily important place.
And while this meant plenty of jobs, it also meant housing was scarce for the influx of new workers. Some things just never change around here. When Verplank started his research about this part of town, he first went to old newspapers. They gave him some clues about its early names.
Well, when I looked into the old newspaper accounts, I saw several references to a place called Dutchman's Flat. And it's interesting because I'd never heard that from any of the old-timers.
This was confusing to Verplank because few, if any, Dutchmen ever lived there.
The first settlers of this area were mostly German. And of course, there was, at that time, Dutchman and Deutsch was often confused.
So Deutsch, or Deutschmann, soon became Dutchman. According to Verplank, that name held even after the Irish from nearby rough-and-tumble Irish Hill started moving in. And then they were replaced by Italians, who remained dominant until the 1930s. By then, Verplank says, the names Dutchman's Flat and Lower Potrero may have both been in use, if the area was specifically identified at all. During the 1930s, the shipyards provided even more jobs as the nation prepared for World War II. And Verplank says that brought even more cultures.
You know, it attracts a lot of, actually my ancestors, the Dust Bowl Okies, who arrived in California to work in the fields.
They soon migrated from the fields to the factories, settling near their work. The first printed reference to the name Dog Patch showed up soon after, around 1940. But that story didn't cite the source as if this was well established at the time. That caused Verplank to return to the neighborhood, and he started asking around.
And what I was told was that the name referred to a particular block of Tennessee Street, which was unpaved, it was a dead-end street, and it's where a lot of these Dust Bowl workers, you know, lived.
Then why wasn't it called Dust Bowl? Why Dog Patch?
So my sense is that the origin of this name was from the comic strip, Little Abner. And, of course, the fictional town of Dog Patch, Arkansas, I believe it was, was basically where these, you know, kind of hillbilly characters lived.
Little Abner. It's alive. And here they are, those wonderful people from Dogpatch, USA.
Little Abner was an extremely popular comic that ran daily in hundreds of newspapers for 43 years, from 1934 to 1977, both in this country and Europe. If you can't picture the residents of Dogpatch with their bare feet, patched overalls, and corncob pipes, just think of the Beverly Hillbillies TV series from the 1960s. All of the main characters were clearly inspired by the Little Abner comic.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
And remember the dates here. Little Abner started in 1934, and Verplank's first printed reference to Dogpatch was when?
The earliest reference I could see to it was about 1940.
Coincidence? I think not. Verplank has two theories as to why the Dogpatch name wasn't especially popular at the time. One,
I don't think that they necessarily stayed around very long. Dust Bowl refugees who worked in the shipyards eventually moved out of the city, moved out pretty quickly.
And his second theory about why the name didn't stick.
Because, of course, it denoted poverty.
One group that did stay around didn't use the name because it didn't apply to them.
It was a derogatory term for a poor white neighborhood. And by the 50s, it was mostly African American. And a lot of older black residents I talked to called the area simply Lower Potrero, the Potrero, or some people actually called it 22nd and 3rd, actually, is what they called it.
But Christopher Plank's research has managed to revive that old maligned Dogpatch name to such an extent that the Neighborhood Association and some businesses are happy to claim it again.
Once we actually did find some sort of provenance for it in the newspapers, that's when they decided to use it for the Neighborhood Association and their newsletter.
So now the name is back in the newspapers again, only this time you're more likely to see it in the real estate section than on the comics page. In San Francisco's Dogpatch neighborhood, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.